Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Another beautiful day. So happy to be here with you around the holidays. The holidays, yes. I'm going to do a show today on the power of touch. I'm going to break it down into the science and into the art. And the reason I've chosen today is because the Thanksgiving holiday began the holidays, and as a doctor, what you notice around the holidays is everybody has that little look on their face more than any other time during the year, and it says, do you love me? And it might even say, I feel like I'm a little bit more alone than I wish I was. And you got to hear that from people, because in the end, underneath it all, it's the way you look at you and just the relationships you have in your life that drive a healing. From the time you're in the womb to the time you pass to the other phase, there's always that little part of you that wonders, are you really, really loved? And the thing about touch is, it begins in the womb. It begins in conception. When you're floating around in there during those 9 months, you're picking up. Doctors study this, that the fetus in the womb is listening to the vibration and the song of the mommy and the daddy. And everything the mommy's thinking is a vibration that hits the baby. So right in there, when you're floating away those 9 months, your nervous system, your sense of you, your esteem, your desire to thrive in the world, your joy for life, you're already developing that from day one. Doctors watch that. Because people walk in, and just how much of that they have, and just how much of that joy for life has been supported from the day they were born, is something that a doctor's going to be very, very sensitive to. It's funny, around the holidays, this comes out more than ever. This is one of the most likely times during the year when your patients fight with you. Because in some way, shape, or form, something you did or said, it didn't rub them the right way. And what they're really saying is, you know, before I go on in this healing relationship, I have to make sure that you care. Now, they don't say that, but if you're 10 minutes late, they might show that. Or if there's some mistake with the bill. Or if they have to cancel and they're told that, well, you can't really cancel on the doctor at the last minute. There's a lot of little things that come that way around the holiday. Everybody gets edgy for that reason. And yet, isn't this the truth? There's this other side to the holidays that's so just loving, and the best of people come out. So it's this two-sided coin. Now, love and touch are synonymous with each other, whether we like to admit it or not, whether it's a handshake or a hug. From the time we're in mommy's belly, those 9 months, those languages, right? Those languages up till 2 years old are what? Preverbal. How does the child know the child's loved? And we've done all those studies. Years ago, there was a famous study that showed that if you don't touch a child or you don't touch an animal, the animal will get sick. And we've backed that up so many times in so many ways. Touch is science. And yet it's so rooted in just common sense that we don't think of it in terms of science. So here's this child in the womb, and mommy's talking, but they're not having what we call the normal adult conversation. But that child's feeling everything. Its consciousness is developing. And when it comes out and you lift it up to God and you're joyful, it doesn't understand consciously in a sense what you're saying, but it understands everything. And we all know that. Now this, whatever quality you want to call that, this intelligence, this pre-verbal intelligence, is what you bring to your doctor when you have an illness. The amount of it that you have left within you, the amount of consciousness or ability to connect to why you're here, and are you loved, and are you happy to celebrate that in relationship with others, is what you bring to your doctor. And the more of it you bring, the faster you heal. That's fascinating to me. Now, there's a relationship between what you bring to the doctor, this sense of love, and your organ systems, and the word stress. And somewhere along the line, in the normal course of socialization, of we grow up into adults, the body starts to split off into two bodies. The body that remembered what it was like to be completely and totally enamored in the love feeling in those early years, and those hits it takes. And another part of the human organism begins to grow. We call that the defense. So there's the part that grows to defend the core. There's a part that grows to defend the core. So the innocent, completely loving, completely bathed in a sense of me, and it's for me, and it's about me, and the world is just one big fruit salad, bowl of cherries, that perception splits into, well, maybe it's not such a great place. Well, maybe I have to be careful that I have to defend myself. Well, maybe I wasn't really loved. And we call that the defense. Now, that defense to core is measured in the physiology of the organ. Yeah, that's the point of this show. It's one of the points. That defense to core, to that core feeling of love, is measured in the physiology of the organ. And when too much of that defense takes over, we call that sympathetic dominant. Sympathetic dominant, as opposed to when the core of you, when the baby in you prevails through your organ systems, we call that parasympathetic dominant. Sympathetic, parasympathetic. It refers to two divisions of the nervous system. So to every organ goes angel hair pasta. We call those the nerves. And these two divisions of nerves, sympathetic and parasympathetic, deliver current to the organ systems, to every cell in the body. And when the body is encased in sympathetic dominance, meaning defense, meaning I'm going to go out there today and I got to protect myself and defend myself and go out and fight hard and win and bring home the bacon so the family can prosper. When we think in those modes all day long, even lingering into the evening when we sleep, meaning when we stay in sympathetic dominance and don't learn to chill, to relax, your organs in sympathetic dominance are constricting. They're not in the molecular bio of the cell, they're not repairing, they're putting out, they're putting out, they're putting out, they're not repairing, repairing, repairing. And the sympathetic dominant person burns out their organ function. Now, the guy that understood this better than anyway was Hans Selye in the book Stress of Life. And I've mentioned this before, my second or third show on stress and inflammation, but we're going to take this to touch today. But Hans Selye really understood this, and he introduced to the world in the 50s. I mean, this guy was a king. This was a famous scientist. And he taught us, if we don't chill, if we don't move out of sympathetic dominance and back into that baby feeling, look at your kids. Remember your kids when they were that young, you know? Lots of parents call that the honeymoon years, right? those first 2, 3, 4 years before things got crazy. But those early years where you looked at your baby and your baby looked at you, there was nothing there but celebration. There was no hardship in that relationship. And that's such an important stage. And contrary to people thinking, it begins on day one when you're born. No, it begins on second one, microsecond one, when you're developing the first cell of your body, when sperm meets egg, when creation begins. So we've got parasympathetic and sympathetic dominance. We've got flow to the organ. What flow? Nerve flow through parasympathetic fibers. If you open up a body and you do dissection and you go in there, you could put your finger on wires to your organ systems. And those wires will be sympathetic or parasympathetic. This is a very real thing. And Cellier was talking about this. Now, we're going to relate this to massage. What does massage have to do with this? Well, you already know massage gets you to relax into a parasympathetic dominant state. That's one of the key powers of touch. And in some indirect or direct sense, this relates to the language of love. Does the person doing the touching care? Or are they looking to make a quick buck? Are you just a machine, one of the herd? Or is this a moment to celebrate? And this is part of what drives the art of touch. That drives the relaxation response. That drives parasympathetic dominance. But that's not the only thing that massage does. Massage is also going to do two other key things without which you don't go parasympathetic dominant. You don't open the flow of energy. One thing it does is it clears adhesions, which is a form of an interference field. And the guy that really put this to science, and again, the thing I love, I hope you love about the show, is anything we talk about from energy flow to parasympathetic dominance to adhesion to anything I say on the show, I always give the books. I always give the scientists behind the book. And I just bring this to you in celebration to the fact that there are people that give their lives to studying things in black and white ways that publish, and their books collect dust on the shelf. So on my website, that's straighttalk.cc, straighttalk.cc, which I hope you check out. Even if you don't stream the show, get to the website anyway, and hopefully you do stream the show. If you get to the homepage on the website, straighttalk.cc, you press a button, you can hear K-Bright so clearly on that, so there's no radio static. And I'm starting the Medici Library. I'll have that up this week. Yes, I will. And the Medici Library are going to be compilations of books, books that you can't buy in Borders, books that you don't see at Barnes & Noble, books that you're never even going to know exist, books written on very specific topics by scientists with great credentials, and their stuff just collects dust and no one hears about them, and yet their perceptions, their paradigms are life-changing. And one book that really gets into this thing about adhesion is a guy by the name of Alfred Pissinger, P as in Paul. And again, these books are attached to my website, so they'll be there sometime after the show today. There's a book by a guy named Alfred, P as in Paul, I-S-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, Alfred Pissinger, The Extracellular Ground Matrix, The Extracellular Matrix and Ground Regulation, Basis for a Holistic Biological Medicine. Alfred Pissinger, The Extracellular Matrix and Ground Regulation. Again, a scientist. Again, he earned his MD at the University of Graz in Austria in 1923. He continued his medical work at the Department of Histology and Embryology at Graz and became chairman and professor of the department in 1933. In 1958, he became head of the Department of Histology in the University of Vienna, where he remained until he retired in 1970, so on and so forth. Heavy credentials. What's he saying? He's saying that this electrical field that flows...